Doesn't get better than that. Okay, we got a couple of, there's one main piece we're going to do today, but we'll start just with a couple of shorter pieces to get ourselves warmed up. When did Bnei Yisrael come to Har Sinai? So it's very clear, it's in the Torah. The Torah says, "Bachodesh hashlishi letzeis Bnei Yisrael mi'aretz Mitzrayim." At the beginning of the third month, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, right? Nisan Iyar Sivan. They left Mitzrayim and they came to Midbar Sinai. They came to Har Sinai. So what's the inyan of Chodesh Shlishi? We'll just mention it because we mentioned it earlier this week. The idea of Chodesh Shlishi, the idea of Chodesh Sivan, has a lot to do with this very unique bond that we share with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it says the Avodas Yisrael, Hinei b'chodesh ha-shlishi hu Sivan, shebo nitna Torah. Right? Again, nothing's by chance. There's a reason that Hashem gave us the Torah in Sivan and not in whatever other month you'd suggest. Why did Hashem give us the Torah in Sivan? Shebo nitna Torah zoreach mazel to'umim. Right? To'umim means what? Twins. We said the mazel, the horoscope, the astrological sign for the month of Sivan is Gemini, is twins. Okay? And what does that mean? What's the idea of twins? Vahu, right? So again, so the third month is twins. So we spoke about the other day, we mentioned how twins represents this deep bond that we share with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're twins with God? Hashem, you're Hashem and I'm a puny baser v'dam, I'm flesh and blood. And yet Hashem, in some ways, sees us as his partner, an authentic partner. So it's the third month, which is Sivan, which is the mazel to umim, which is interesting. It's the third month, but it's twins, which is two. Three, which is two. Maybe we'll try to explain that in a second. Vuhu beraza di Yaakov. Of course, the third also makes us think of Yaakov Avinu, the third of the Avos, Shlishi la Avos. Kemavuar bezoar hakadosh, as is found in the writings of the Zohar. Vuhu sod hatif'eres, asher sham sod hachibor, Knesses Yisrael im Doda. This is the secret of Tiferes, which is the secret of the bonding, the chibur, the connection between Knesses Yisrael im Doda, between the Jewish people and its beloved. V'lezeh mora mazel to'umim. And this is the concept of twins. I think the idea is, you know, it goes back to what we spoke about the last 2 days, right? We want to be connected to Hashem. We want to be connected in a very deep way to Hashem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us something to serve as sort of that bridge to connect us, right? If there's you know, person A and person B and they want to connect, so sometimes they connect through some type of medium, some type of connector. That connector could be, again, we talk about two people, right? So let's say Jack Katz and I are becoming better friends. Yeah, so we start talking about things that we like, and we find that we're connected, that we're, you know, we both like this type of music, or we both like this type of Torah, or we both like this, I don't know, whatever, this type of food, right? Some of those things are obviously deeper, some of those are more superficial, but we found something that serves as a link between us. So Hashem gave us the Torah to serve as sort of that link, like we spoke about yesterday, the Beis HaMikdash serves as that link. But what's interesting here is that when we're talking about threes, we're talking about the third month, we're talking about Yaakov, who's the third of the Avos, right? We're talking about the many other threes that are associated with Torah, like the Gemara says. The Torah is made up of three parts, Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. We have three parts to our people, Kohanim, Levi'im, and Yisraelim. We have Aaron and Miriam, Miriam, Aaron, and Moshe, right? Moshe is also the third in his family. So we have a lot of threes. Three means, you know, for two things to connect, to come together, and to meet sort of at that third point. But the idea of to'omim, of twins, really means that even though the Torah seems like something other than Hashem that serves to connect us to Hashem, in a certain sense, this is what the Baal Tanya would say, when we study Torah, we're directly connecting to Hashem. It's not that, you know, again, when you have A and B and they get together in a place called C, right? It's not just that C is that bridge. It's a place where they totally bond together. So he's saying the secret of Tiferes, the third of the lower Sviros, the secret of Yaakov Avinu, the secret of Chodesh Shlishi, of Sivan, is sort of these two things coming together as one. Ki heim yachad yidubaku kitoame tzivya. That they became bonded together like partners that are sharing a dual responsibility. And he goes on. We were united with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi says, Ki isha chad b'lev achad, kumo shiroi lios bizman hayichud. Isha chad b'lev achad means a perfect bond between us and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And again, that's what the month of Sivan represents. Okay, he's hinting to a lot of things here. We get a little bit of an idea, but the point I want to make is just that we have to see Torah not as just a bridge to Hashem, but when we connect to Hashem, we mamish become twins with Hashem. We become perfect partners with Hashem. It's not some type of weird arrangement where we try to meet somewhere in the middle. It allows for a complete yichud between us and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. The pasuk then says that Moshe Rabbeinu is invited to go up to Hashem. And our Rebbe points out, just in a very small two lines, in my Sefer it's printed as a separate paragraph, but here it's all one long paragraph, but it's a two-line vart, but it's an important vart. Umosha, the pasuk says, Umosha Allah El HaElokim Vayikra Elav Hashem. Chaver, whenever you see different names of God, you have to be paying attention. What is Hashem's name Elokim? It's Hashem's name of Din. What is Hashem's name of Hashem? Yudkei Vavkei. It's Hashem's name of Ava or Chesed. Friends, in these little lines over here, there's a very, very important yisod in Avodas Hashem. Hakosav Maram is Lanu, the Torah is hinting to us. Derech HaAvoda, the way of Avodas Hashem. Shetchilasa Lahaschil B'yira Lifnei Hashem Yisbarach. We have Yiras Hashem, we have Avas Hashem. Which is a higher level, Yiras Hashem or Avas Hashem? Which is a higher level? Avas Hashem is a higher level. Avas Hashem is a higher level. Right? A person has to work their way up to love. You know, we're very quick to use the word love today. Right? But love, you have to first develop a deep respect. Right? I don't want to use the word fear, because fear is not what Hashem doesn't want us to fear him. Hashem wants us to recognize the greatness of him, have an awe and a deep respect for Hashem. And to the degree that I really appreciate who Hashem is in my life and in the creation of the world and in existence, so then I can fall in love with that, right? If I meet someone and I fall in love based on their physical appearance, so that's a very shallow type of love. But when I get to know the person, I understand their personality, I see the way they behave, and I get to respect the person in a deep way, and I see the character of that person, right? To the point that I have a yira, a deep respect. I'm translating yira as respect. When I have that deep respect, then I can come to fall in love with that person. So Moshe Allah El Elokim Vayikra Elav Hashem. Moshe ascended to Elokim and he was called to by Hashem. The pasuk is hinting to us a derech in Avodas Hashem. The beginning of one's relationship with Hashem has to be one of yira. And that's what it means, Allah El HaElokim. Elokim is Hashem's name of yira, of Gvura, of Midas Hadin. V'achar kach nizgala alav Hashem, b'chinas ava v'chesed. And only afterwards, once I have a strong foundation of deep respect, of a deep relationship built on Yira Shemayim, which is solid, so then I can come to a madrega called ava. Anything that presents itself as, you know, as love immediately, it's not love, it's lust. It's a perversion of love. It looks like Ava and it looks like Chesed, but just bear in mind that in Chumash Vayikra, the Torah says, you know, don't sleep with your closest relatives, right? Don't commit acts of incest because it's Chesed. Chesed, what do you mean Chesed? It means it's a perversion of love. It's a perversion of Chesed, right? It's something which, on a certain level, seems like it makes a lot of sense, but in the worldview of the Torah, it makes no sense. So you can't come to love, right, in a deep way, without a foundation of deep respect. I tell this to people all the time. I'm telling you, Chaver, just on a very poshut level, in terms of the process of relationships, of dating, of marriage, right? Sometimes in a relationship, there's that initial, you know, ava, that intense ava. But until each person kind of knows their place and learns to value the other person with a deep, deep respect, it's very hard to come to real ava. And that's what Hashem's relationship with us reflects. Right? Yira and then Ava. And that's what's hinted to here in that moment where Klal Yisrael and Hashem are about to become one. Moshe understood. First you have to Allah El Elokim, and then afterwards, Vayikra Elav Hashem. Then you can come to a madrega called Hashem, called Ava, a deeper type of connection. Okay? Alright. Let's go on to a third Torah. In this edition that we're looking at on the screen, it's all written as one long piece. But in my edition, it breaks it up by the Pesukim. Okay, let's take a look at this piece over here. Again, another short little piece on the Pasuk, Va'ata im shamoa tishmu'u bekoli. Okay, Chaver, let's just familiarize ourselves with what it says in the Parsha. So they come to our Sinai in Rosh Chodesh Sivan, and Moshe goes up, right, like we just learned. Moshe, Ola el Elokim, Vayikra elav Hashem. Hashem calls him from the mountain. And Hashem says, listen, I want you to give a message to Klal Yisrael. Here's the message. I took you out of Mitzrayim. I carried you on Kanfei Nesharim. I took you out on eagle's wings. I've drawn you close. And now, Va'ata, and now, Im Shamoa Tishma'u Bekoli. Shamoa Tishma, what's the double Lashon? Shamoa Tishma. If you continually listen to my voice, then Hashem says, Vahayisam li segula mikola amim. Then you will be the segula mikola amim. You will be my chosen people. You will be my precious treasure. Segula mikola amim. You'll be the choicest, right? A segula is a precious thing that can't even be explained. But we got to do our part. We need to listen to Hashem. Va'ata, now that I've pulled you in, you got to stick with me. Va'ata im shamoa tishma'u bekoli. The word va'ata is a code word in the Torah. The Medrash says that whenever you see the word va'ata, it's a code word for tshuva. Okay? The Isa b'Medrash Rabba, that's what this stands for, the Medrash tells us, ein va'ata ela tshuva. The word va'ata is always a code word for tshuva. And it appears in numerous places in the Torah, and the Mefarshim pick up on it and try to understand what is the element of tshuva, what is the chiddush of tshuva that's being expressed here. So I'll ask you, what is the element of tshuva that is being expressed? Va'ata im shamoa tishmu'u bekoli. What is the tshuva here? If you continuously listen to my voice. Chavra, this is another home run piece. Mamish practical. One of the challenges of being a growing Jew is that we have those days where we're not listening to Hashem. We have days where we have setbacks. And it's hard on the day after to pick yourself up and to start, listening again. Right? If I didn't listen to yesterday's shir, when we started to introduce Paris Mapa, so it's that much harder to listen to today's shir when we continue the sukkah. Right? It's just a practical reality. But Hashem's invitation to us, and that's what this pasuk is saying, Va'ata, right now, wherever you are, wherever you're standing, wherever you're holding, emotionally, spiritually, Va'ata, you have the opportunity to return to Hashem. You have the opportunity to listen again and again and again. But I didn't listen yesterday. It's okay. You continuously have the opportunity to listen to Hashem. Im shamoa tishma'u bekoli. Listen and listen again to my voice. But I didn't listen yesterday. It's okay. Listen again. What do you mean again? I didn't listen. Just try again. Try again. That's what va'ata is. That's what tshuva is. V'yesh lomar benidon didan. We can explain in our context. Sha'akadosh Baruch Hu ramaz lahamiskarvim elav. To those who want to be close to God. If you want to have a close relationship with Hashem, Hashem is giving you an unbelievable offer here. Standing at the mamish, the foothills of Har Sinai. Hashem offers you the opportunity. Sha'al yisya'ashu. To never despair. Va'al yiru megeshas elav. And not to be afraid, or not to be hesitant, migeshas elav, to draw close to him. Avur avonoseim sha'asu mikodem. By convincing yourself, I'm no longer worthy of being connected to Hashem because of the averos that I did previously. Because of what I did yesterday, I have lost my right to listen to Hashem, to be connected to Hashem today. Ki ha'ikar al kol ponim liyiskariv mahayom v'hala v'shalo lachto od. Chever, what's gone is gone. The main thing, the main step to doing tshuva is not to lament what you did yesterday and to cause that, to cause a spiritual paralysis because, after what I did, I can't move forward. Right? The ikkar, the main thing, is that al kol panim, nonetheless, liskarev mahayom vehala, to draw close from this day and onward. Yesterday I made some bad choices. Today I'm going to make some good choices, and I'm going to march forward, and I'm going to push ahead. V'shalo lachto od, I'm going to try not to do it again. And that's what va'ata means. Why is the word va'ata, and now, a code word for tshuva? It's such an important secret. Va'ata im shamoa tishma'u bekoli, v'zeh mitzvas tshuva, v'uchasto hagadol, this is the great kindness of Hashem, shirotze lekarev hashavim, that Hashem wants to pull us close, Hashem wants to invite those who want to return. She wrote to Lakarev Hashavim, Vishalo Liskra Lahem Maaseim Harishonim. And not to remind us of our previous failures. You know, there's a halacha that you're not allowed to talk to a Baal Tshuva about his old life. It's very embarrassing, right? So imagine you meet someone who, many years ago you were involved in some bad stuff with, right? And you say to that person, you see, you know, he's changed a lot. He's grown spiritually. It's evident from the way that he talks and the way that he acts. And you see his family and you see, you know, you get a sense right away what type of lifestyle he's living. Very, very different than maybe, you know, when you used to hang out that summer of 10th grade, right? And you say to him, oh, remember what we did, huh? Right? That's a terrible avera. To remind the Baal Tshuva about his past, which he's uncomfortable with, which he's embarrassed by, is a terrible avera. So Hashem, we know, also keeps the Torah. There are various sources throughout Chazal that Hashem practices what he preaches. So just like there's a halacha for us not to talk to someone about their uncomfortable past, their spiritual failures, the same thing is true for Hashem. Hashem says, I don't want to talk about it. Va'ata, right now. Im shamoa tishu b'koli, start listening. Right? Hashem says, listen, we can spend a long time talking about those last 210 years in Mitzrayim. There's what to unpack there. But I don't really care. I don't want to talk about that. Va'ata, right now you want to be a Yid? Gevaldik, so be a Yid. Right now you have the opportunity to start listening to Hashem. This is the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulls us in. V'shalo lizkor lehem ma'aseim harishonim. I don't even want to talk about what happened in the past. What an amazing gift and an invitation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us again as we come to Har Sinai. Okay, Bachevra, the rest of our shiur today, we're going to focus on one piece. And that is this piece over here on the left-hand side on page Peites. V'hayu nechonim layom ha'shlishi. Okay, here's our main piece today. Okay, it's a lengthier piece. It took us a few minutes to work through it. But let's just review the facts. What are the facts on the ground? If you have a chumash in front of you, feel free to look inside. It's Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Yud Aleph. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I want to present myself to Klal Yisrael. I'm ready to reveal myself. So go tell the Jews to get ready. Tell the Jews to get ready. Jack, what do you got there? What do you have? What's in your hand? What is that? Chayaini? Yeah, me too. Okay, we're twins. Tu'umim. Twins, Gemini. Okay, good. Thanks for following along. Okay? It's on page 27 in the Chayenu. Okay, so it says here that Hashem says to Moshe, tell the Jewish people to get themselves ready. V'kidashtem hayomu machar. Prepare yourselves. Kidashtem means prepare in this context. Rashi translates it as v'zimantem. Get yourselves ready. Prepare yourselves today and tomorrow. And then the pasuk says, which you have in front of you right here, "Vahayu nechonim layom hashlishi," so that you'll be prepared on the third day. You'll be ready on the third day. Okay, Rashi works out the math for us. Rashi says that third day is going to be what? Is going to be the sixth of Sivan, which is typically when we celebrate Shavuos. Now we're going to see there's a big machlokas in the Gemara when was Shavuos, right? There's a couple things we know for sure. And there's a couple of things that we don't know for sure. Let's look at that Gemara together for a second. What do we know for sure? When did the Jews come to Har Sinai? When did we first arrive at Har Sinai? That's explicit in the parsha.
Rosh Chodesh Sivan.
Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Okay. Hold on, my Safari got closed out. When I closed out Eviatar Banai, I closed out Safari also. Okay, good. So we came to Har Sinai and Rosh Chodesh Sivan. And what day of the week did we get the Torah?
Shabbos.
Shabbos. Everyone agrees that we got the Torah on Shabbos. Okay, so what is the machlokas? Where is the disagreement? Everyone agrees that we came to Har Sinai. Right? Everyone agrees that we came to Har Sinai on the Rosh Chodesh Sivan. And everyone agrees that we got the Torah on Shabbos. What they don't agree on is what day of the month was it? Okay, let's learn a little piece of Gemara over here in Shabbos, Pei Vav Amud Beis, and this will set us up to be able to learn the piece in front of us. Tana Rabbanan, get Shabbos 86b. Beshishi b'chodesh nitnu aseres hadibros liyisrael. One opinion is that the Torah, the aseres hadibros, was given on the 6th of Sivan. Rabbi Yossi Omer b'shiva bo. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it was given actually on the 7th. Amar Rava, Dekuli Alma B'Rosh Chodesh Asu L'Midbar Sinai. Everyone agrees that on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, we arrived at the mountain. We arrived at Midbar Sinai. Why? K'siv Hacha Bayom Hazeh Bo Midbar Sinai. U'k'siv Hasam HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. So just like it says Rosh Chodesh in the context of teaching us Rosh Chodesh, so too when it says Bayom Hazeh, Hazeh is a code word for Rosh Chodesh. Okay, everyone agrees it was Rosh Chodesh Sivan. U'dekuli Alma, and everyone agrees, B'Shabbos Nitna Torah LiYisrael, that the Torah was given on Shabbos. How do you know that? K'siv Hacha Zachor Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. And Moshe says, Vayomer Moshe Ala'am, Zachor Es HaYom HaZeh. So just like Zachor, right, here means Shabbos, Zachor here, right, Ma L'Holan B'Yitzumo Shal Yom, this is talking about leaving Mitzrayim. So just as, remember that you left Mitzrayim on that very day, so Zachor Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, also we got the Torah on that very day, on Zachor, on the day of Shabbos. Okay. Ki Pligi, but where do they argue? B'Kviya D'Yarcha. What day of the month was it? Rabbi Yossi holds that what? Rabbi Yossi holds, based on when they arrived and based on when they left, that it was on the 7th, right? That it was on the 7th of Sivan. And the Chachamim hold that it was on the 6th of Sivan. And again, that's based on how they traveled and on what day they rested. Okay, so that's the Machlokes. Was Kabbalah Sator on the 6th of Sivan or the 7th of Sivan? Everyone agrees it was on Shabbos. But the question is, was it the 6th of Sivan or the 7th of Sivan? Now let's look inside. So says the Kashan Tzur Magid, says the Avodas Yisrael. Amru B'Gemara, we just read the Gemara. B'Shem Rabbi Yossi, we have to do one more line of the Gemara. The Gemara goes on and says, right, so how do you get the 7th of Sivan? Where'd you get this idea of the 7th of Sivan? Rabbi Yossi says that Yom Echad Hosif Moshe Midaito. Moshe added a day to what Hashem told us. Hashem said what? Heyo nechonim, veheyu nechonim, l'shlishi, l'yom ha'shlishi. Right? Be ready on the third day. But Moshe ended up adding on an extra day. Moshe pushed off Kabbalah Satorah one day. What does that mean? Ve'efshar lomar, we can explain as follows. D'lechein amar Moshe, gamkein, heyu nechonim l'shloshes yamim. Okay, let me clarify for you. You gotta know the psukim clear, otherwise you can't understand the piece. The Pasuk says, Hashem told Bnei Yisrael, in Pasuk Yud, prepare today and tomorrow, and be prepared for the third day. Moshe Rabbeinu added on an extra day, and therefore when Moshe Rabbeinu says to the people in Pasuk Tesvav, five psukim later, he says, Hayu nechonim lishloshes yamim, Moshe is not saying be ready on the third day, but Moshe is saying prepare for 3 days and be ready on the fourth day. Right? Hayu nechonim l'shloshes yamim. Prepare yourself for 3 days, and that means on the next day, you're actually going to then go out to receive the Torah. So the first point the Kashrus Tamagid wants to make is, so why didn't Moshe just say it in a more clear way? Right? Why didn't Moshe make it clear? Why is Moshe saying shloshes yamim, which we're interpreting to mean, no, at the end of 3 days, meaning the fourth day, be ready, and saying Moshe added on a day, why didn't Moshe just speak in a way that was more clear? So explains the Kashrus Tzur Magid. You know why Moshe didn't say it so strongly, be ready on the fourth day? Because God said be ready on the third day. Moshe wanted, and we'll see what the svar is, we're going to get to the svar in a minute. Moshe wanted to add on an extra day of preparation to get the Jews ready for Kabbalah Satorah. Perhaps to manipulate the date somewhat. Again, we'll get to that in a minute. But Moshe was nervous to sort of go against Hashem. Even though he understood that tzaddikim have the ability to negotiate with Hashem. So Moshe very cautiously was trying to add an extra day. Says the Kashrus Tzur Magid, take a look over here. Ela de'efshar lomar. Kevan shehosif Moshe yom echad midaito. Moshe wanted to add on a day. We'll see why. V'nisyare belibo. But he was nervous to do that. Pen lo yaskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu imo. Maybe God is not going to approve of my idea, right? Now, we'll see what, sometimes we do something, or a tzaddik does something, and Hashem says, oh, good idea. Moshe broke the luchos, and Hashem said, yashar kovach shashibarta, good idea. The Jewish people made a Megillas Esther, right?
And like the Gemara says, it was accepted in Shemayim what we had declared down below. So we sometimes have to make moves and hope that Hashem is in support of it. So Moshe was a big tzaddik. He knew that he could negotiate with Hashem. He knew that he had some say in the matter. But Moshe Rabbeinu also knew what? Moshe Rabbeinu also knew that being a humble person means you don't force your way with Hashem. So Moshe floated the idea. Moshe put the idea out there. He was nisyare belibo, he was nervous, again, pen lo yaskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu imo. Maybe Hashem is not going to like my idea. Kederach HaTzadikim she'ena ma'aminim ba'atzmam, like a true tzaddik who doesn't have too much belief in himself, a false confidence in himself. Rak mistaklim tomid l'ratzon HaBorei Baruch Hu eich she'yeh. Like a tzaddik who's constantly looking, what is the will of Hashem, and what does Hashem really want? So Moshe Rabbeinu understands, Hashem on the one hand has empowered me to have a voice in the conversation. At the same time, I have to be careful in presenting myself. So therefore Moshe Rabbeinu used the language, which on the surface was very similar to what Hashem said, but he was actually implying something else. And he wanted to see how Hashem would respond, so to speak. So therefore, just like Hashem said to Bnei Yisrael, prepare yourselves for the third day, Moshe Rabbeinu said, prepare yourselves for 3 days. That way, if Hashem didn't like Moshe's idea, Moshe could have said, when I said for 3 days, I meant on the third day. When really Moshe meant, prepare yourself for the fourth day. Okay? A lesson in the way that Moshe Rabbeinu negotiated with Hashem. Okay. But that's really the introduction to the main point, which he's about to make. Ubeir ha'inyin lahavin shehosif yom echad midaito. But let's explain this cryptic Gemara in Maseches Shabbos that Moshe Rabbeinu added a day. What does that mean? Why would Moshe try to add a preparation on the way to Har Sinai? Why is he getting involved? God told the third day. All of a sudden Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm pushing it off a day. Why? Chaver, this is very deep. This is very, very deep, and it's very beautiful. Look at this. The Isa of Maseches Shabbos. We just read the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos in Perek Rabbi Akiva. De Kuli Alma B'Shabbos Nitna Torah. Everyone agrees that on Shabbos the Torah was given. We saw the pasuk, Zachar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Just like Moshe says, Zachar es HaYom HaZeh Asher Yasatzah MiMitzrayim. Ma LaHolin BiTzumo Shoyom Afkan BiTzumo Shoyom Ayin Sham. That's the Gemara we just read. Just like they're getting the Torah on that very day, Zachor, remember this very day, remember the day you left Mitzrayim, remember the Shabbos, it's all one thing. We're getting the Torah on Shabbos. Okay, everyone agrees to that. V'nuchal lomar, but we can suggest the following. Kevan sha'alpi das Moshe, sha'hosif yom echad baskamas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'nasan lanu es haTorah b'Shabbos. Moshe decided to add on a day to get the Torah to be given on Shabbos. Ramaz lanu b'milas zachor es yom haShabbos. L'gzeira shava, zachor zachor. Lahoros lanu alitzumo shel yom. Moshe Rabbeinu, again, he's making a gzera shava, zachor zachor, just like zachor this day. Moshe understood there was a part of him that said, wait a minute, if I'm going to be able to link the zachors, I have to make sure Kabbalah Satorah is on Shabbos. And the only way I can get it to Shabbos is if what? Is if I push it off one more day. Masha einkein lefi das kiviyachol betchila, as opposed to Hashem's original intention, L'seis lanu haTorah mikodem b'chamishi l'chodesh shu yom shishi erev Shabbos. As opposed to Hashem's original thinking, that Hashem wanted to give us the Torah on the 5th of Sivan, which is erev Shabbos, on the 6th day of the week, lo hayitzarech lomer zachor rak shamor es yom haShabbos. Okay, friends, let's try to work this out. Moshe Rabbeinu wants the Torah to be given on Shabbos. And he wants it to be given what? He wants it to be given on Shabbos proper. Zachor es Yom HaShabbos, Zachor es HaYom HaZeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't need the Torah to be given on the level of Zachor. I'm happy to give the Torah on the level of Shamor. Now, what is Zachor and what is Shamor? Right? What is Zachor and what is Shamor? So says the Kashas Magid, according to Hashem's desire to give the Torah on a Friday, and just hang tight, it'll become clear in a second. Lo hayitzarech lomar zachor, rak shamor es yom haShabbos. If Hashem wants to give the Torah on Friday, it would have been enough to just write Shamor, like we find by the second Luchos. But if you want to give the Torah on Shabbos, so then Moshe needed to come up with this Gezeirah Shava. He needed the word Zachor. And that's how he got this idea. I'm going to push it off for one extra day to make sure the Torah is given on Shabbos proper. What's the difference between Zachor and Shamor? So explains the Kajas or Magid. I'm explaining it outside. And then we'll come back inside to read the last point, which is the main point. Zachor is masculine. Shamor is feminine. Zachor is, in the language of Hasidus and Kabbalah, Mashpia. And Shamor is more, you know, Gvura is more receiving, is more Makabel. So what's the difference between receiving the Torah on the level of Zachor or on the level of Shamor? What's the difference between guarding the Torah versus Zachor? It could be that Hashem, in giving the Torah on sort of more the level of Shamor, on the level of Nekeva, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to just, Hashem says, Halavai, you should just be able to be Makabel the Torah. Zachor already means you're looking for ways to teach Torah and to spread Torah and Hashem says, hold on a second, before we get to Zachor, before we talk about, you know, using the Torah, right, and being proactive with Torah, let's just receive the Torah. If you try to do Zachor too quickly, you know what's going to happen? You're going to end up breaking the Torah, right? You're going to try to teach things that you don't even know what you're talking about, kind of like this piece that I'm trying to teach you and share with you. Right? And you end up dropping the ball a little bit. Zachor you have to work your way out. Again, it's like we learned before. Yira before Ava. Nekeva before Zachor. Right? Even though Adam was created first and then Chava. Okay. Right? But there has to be a foundation before you can start to build something. So therefore Hashem says, I want to give you the Torah more on the level of Shamor. And Moshe Rabbeinu decided to push and said, Hashem, give us the Torah on the level of Zachor. Now that came with some hardship. It came with the hardship of the first Luchos being broken. The first Luchos, which said Zachor is Yom HaShabbos, ended up getting shattered because it was a level that was a little bit too high. But Moshe Rabbeinu, in his belief in Klal Yisrael and his belief in our ability to be able to what? To be able to spread Torah, to use Torah, right? To be proactive with Torah, not just to be makable Torah, but to be people who are able to then be mashpia Torah upon others and upon the world. That was what Moshe Rabbeinu fought for. And Hashem agreed. Hashem also taught Moshe, by not initially saying it that way, that it's a good choice, but it's going to come with some hardship. It's going to come with some broken luchos along the way. Okay. But chevra, let's go one step further, one final point. And that is, so what you're telling me is that Hashem really wanted to give the Torah on Erev Shabbos, and Moshe Rabbeinu fought to give the Torah on Shabbos. What is that machlokas about? Let's go one step deeper into that machlokas. Because that's really what the machlokas is. By pushing it off an extra day, Moshe Rabbeinu fought for Kabbalah Torah on Shabbos as opposed to on Friday. Why did Hashem want to give the Torah on Friday? Why did Moshe want it on Shabbos? In the end, Hashem gave the Torah on Shabbos. But just remind me at the end to point out that Purim this year is on a Friday. And that's very significant to us. We'll end with that point in a second. Says the Kajas Termagid, take a look over here. Uva ofen acher nira levar. Besides this machlokes of whether the Torah should be given on the level of masculine or feminine, of Zachor or Shamor, again, that's a deep concept, and I hope you got something out of it. I'm not explaining it so well. But let's understand this last point, which is even more clear and even more powerful. Uva ofen acher, in a different way we can explain. Nira levar. Ki Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom hayirotza shenekabel a Torah b'yom Shabbos Kodesh. Ki Yom Kadosh Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted the Torah to be given on Shabbos because, of course, Shabbos is the day of Torah. Shabbos in the Zohar is called Yom HaDinishmasa. It's the soulful day. The Talmud Yerushalmi says that Hashem gave us Shabbos for the purpose of studying Torah, not for eating another bowl of chulin. It's a day that is Kadosh. It is Meromam V'Nisa. It is an elevated day. So, of course, Moshe says, why do you give the Torah on Friday? Give the Torah on Shabbos. The kavanaso haya, the kavana of Moshe was that kevan sheyakabel Yisrael es haTorah kadosha hanifla azos. If the Jewish people are going to receive such a holy thing, yishmu v'yakaimu aso laolam ula olme olamim, then the Jewish people are going to receive something which is a taste of the world to come. The Torah is infinity. The Torah is infinitely deep. The Torah is a gift forever. One of the 13 principles of our faith is that we don't believe in a New Testament. There's no change in the Torah. The Torah is a gift forever. So it has to be given on the day that is forever. Shabbos is me'ein olam haba. Shabbos is a taste of the world to come. V'zeh shedarash hayob u'machar. When Hashem says, Moshe, to Klal Yisrael, prepare yourself today and tomorrow. What does tomorrow mean? What is the concept of machar? And the Gemara says, ma machar leilo imo. Machar means the day and the night, right? A full 24-hour period. But what did Moshe understand in that? Machar means ki elef hashvi'i, the world beyond this world, what we call Olam Haba, nikra machar. It's called machar in Chazal. It's sometimes referred to as tomorrow. It's beyond. It's a world beyond this world. Where do we see that? Like the Gemara says, hayom la'asosam, today, in this world, put in the effort, umachar, and tomorrow, l'kibel scharam, to get the reward. When is that? What's machar? In Olam Haba. The hainu la'asid, in the future. Va'oz yihye hachibor v'dibuk Knesset Yisrael imdoda tamid. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, I want that moment of yichud, of connecting Klal Yisrael and Hashem, to be on Shabbos. That will create a certain permanence in our relationship. Just like Shabbos is kviya v'kaima, Shabbos is permanent, Olam Haba is forever, Torah is forever, right? Shabbos is me'ein Olam Haba. Moshe Rabbeinu said, it's a perfect shidduch. Let the Torah be given on Shabbos. That will solidify our relationship with Hashem. It'll be a relationship which is what? Which is forever. And just like Hayom U'machar, Chazal say, means the night and the day. So that means that even when we go through the nights of our life, Leilo Imo, that even when we have the nights, Hashem is still going to be with us. V'lo yafzik hayichud, and there'll never be a break in our relationship, even in the mochen dekatnus moments, even in the low moments. V'rotza lasos gam hayom leilo imo, v'lachein himshech ha'inyin al Shabbos kodesh, shahayom gorem lezeh. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, I vote for the Torah to be given on Shabbos. It's a simple svara, Moshe says. What did Hashem want, though? We need to understand Hashem's position. In the end, Hashem agreed to Moshe Rabbeinu. But there's a truth to what Hashem intended originally. Why did Hashem? It makes a lot of sense what Moshe is saying, no? Let's make a bond that's permanent. Shabbos Kodesh, the Torah Kedosha. It's a perfect shidduch. Why would you give the Torah on Friday? Friday is such a crazy day. A person's always rushing on Friday. More mabulbal. Why is Hashem forcing to give the Torah on Friday? Says the Kodesh Tzer Magid. Avala emes lo amud ala mitos das habore baruchu. Moshe Rabbeinu could not fully grasp the thinking of Hashem. As we know, ki lo yireini ha'adam v'chai, because no one can see God, no one can fully understand Hashem and live. V'lo machshav osai, machshav osechem. And like the Navi Yeshaya says, you don't know how to think the way I think. We would say, I'm voting for Moshe. It's a good svara. Give the Torah on Shabbos. Hashem says, you're missing something. And chavra, as we get closer and closer to Mashiach, we're getting closer and closer to a Friday Kabbalah Satorah. What is a Friday Kabbalah Satorah? What does it mean to mekabel the Torah on Friday? Chavra, underline these lines if you have the sefer in front of you. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ratza Laseis HaTorah B'Yom Vav. Hashem wants to give the Torah on Friday. Miyamei HaChol. Hashem wants to give the Torah dafka on a weekday, when you're most burnt out at the end of the week. Kedei shetiskadish hachol gamkein. Va'oz lo yeh yirida b'shem ofen. Hashem says, you, Moshe Rabbeinu, it's almost a contradiction what we're learning today. On the one hand, Moshe Rabbeinu, right, you're saying you want the Torah on a higher level. You want zachor. You don't want to just play defense. You don't want just a Torah of Shamur, right? But you're also saying, I want the Torah on Shabbos, which is sort of like a safe place to meet up with Hashem. It locks in our relationship. Hashem says, go for Friday. If you could bring God into Friday, into Erev Shabbos, if you could bring the Torah into Chol, so wow, if you know how to do that, then you can overcome, then you can really be unstoppable. Then you can overcome every Yerida in the world. If you know how to live with Hashem, right? Not to hide out in a place. You go into a world called Shabbos. See, it's interesting. It says, right, Hayom u'machar, and Chazal say, the night and the day. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, I want to go for Shabbos. That way Hashem will be with me in the night. Shabbos doesn't have night. The Svarim say Shabbos is kulo yom, right? Shabbos is all day. I don't say goodnight to my children on Shabbos. It's based on what the tzaddikim say, right? If I accidentally, if one of my kids is going to bed on a Friday night and I accidentally say, you know, good night, I quickly correct myself, good Shabbos. So there's no night on Shabbos. Shabbos is kulo or. It's all light. Shabbos is bookended by light, like we said the other day. It starts with Neros and it ends with Neros. It's all light. Shabbos is all light. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, I want to go to Shabbos. It's sort of like a place where I can avoid the night. Hashem says, don't avoid the night. Learn how to be with me in the night. Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is that strange blend of Chol and Kodesh colliding. That's what Torah really is. To be Mekadesh L'Chol. That's what Hashem's desire was. V'ray L'davar Matzinu. And a proof to this idea we see. Kidas Moshe Sahosif Yom Echad. Memela kolu arba'im. Okay, you know, I'll leave the last piece. I'm going to leave the last piece. He goes on to say that Moshe Rabbeinu, by manipulating the calendar, also caused a shattering of the luchos. If he would have stopped one day earlier, like Hashem said, so then the 40-day period would have ended at the moon at its height, and that would have been a good thing. And Moshe Rabbeinu pushing it off, we already got the moon in its descent, and that led to Shviras HaLuchos. Okay, so Moshe unfortunately missed this point. Right? Again, Hashem agreed to Moshe. So they're both true. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chad. But what an amazing idea to think that, again, Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to say Shabbos makes the most sense for Torah. And Hashem is saying, on a certain level, you're right, Moshe Rabbeinu. Shabbos is eternal. Torah is eternal. Our relationship is eternal. I want you to be able to rise above the night and live in a place that's kulo yom. But Hashem's saying, but I also want to be able, I want you to have the confidence to be able to engage chol. I want you to be able to engage the darkness and to still be confident that we're going to make it through. And Moshe, you yourself were sort of advocating for that. That's what Zachar is, right? Zachar is a certain confidence, a certain outward confidence. Shamor is more safe, is a little bit more taking the safer path. So Moshe Rabbeinu, if you want to take the more courageous path, Dafka, go for Erev Shabbos, right? And that will be a deepening of our relationship. Okay, so Chavis, we learned a lot of amazing things today. We learned number one, the concept of the third month and the third Yaakov Avinu, how three becomes two, so to speak. When two people bond over something, it's a real yichud, and that's why the Torah was given in the third month. We learned the process of Moshe Allah Elokim Vayikra Elav Hashem, right? They have to start with the strong foundation of respect and awe to then come to love, and that's the only way that that a person can grow properly. We learned va'ata m'shamoa tishmu b'koli, to always keep listening to Hashem, even if I messed up va'ata now, start now and do tshuva. We don't remind about tshuva, about his uncomfortable past. And we learned that Moshe Rabbeinu was negotiating with Hashem to add that extra day, thinking that he was going to solidify the relationship more, but Hashem wanted to give the Torah dafka on an Erev Shabbos, because Hashem felt that that would be an even greater opportunity. So it's very interesting. I'll end with this. This year, Purim, as we've been learning, falls out on a Friday. Purim, we know, is the reacceptance of the Torah. Purim is accepting, so to speak, the hard part of Torah. The easy part of Torah we never struggled with. What do I mean by the easy part of Torah and the hard part of Torah? What's the easy part of Torah? The easy part of Torah is Torah Shebichsav. If we just had to follow this Chumash, you know, 5,845 psukim, it's not so hard. What does keeping Shabbos look like? It's not so hard. Once you have a Torah Shebaal Peh, once you have 2,711 pages of Gemara, once you have an entire Shulchan Aruch with every little Mishnah Brura and every this and every that, now it's hard. Chazal say that on our Sinai, we were ready to accept Torah Shebichsav, but we weren't ready to accept Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh is hard. It takes hard work. Right? So Purim is the Kimu V'Kiblu, the Hadar Kiblua, the reacceptance of Torah on Purim, was what? Was the reacceptance of Torah Shebaal Peh. It's accepting the harder parts of the Torah. So it's very nice that the way Purim falls out this year, we're going to get to reaccept the Torah on a Friday. We're going to get to reaccept the Torah on a Friday. Because really, that's what Hashem wanted. Hashem wanted to give us the Torah on a Friday. Hashem wanted us to take the Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebichsav is the easier part to accept. Torah Shebaal Peh is the hard work, you know? To be able to learn a daf gemara, to be able to pay attention to the smaller details, right? But in a certain way, that's the higher level. If you want to have a real relationship with Torah, you have to be a person who learns Torah deeply, who cares to learn the sugya. You know, don't just tell me what to do. I don't want. Just give me a kitzur shulchan aruch and tell me what to do. person has to say, no, I want to understand. I want to understand Rashi and the Rashbam, and I want to understand Tosos, and I want to work hard. And when you do that, you actually come to an even deeper relationship. I'll just end. Someone asked me the other day, I have a good friend, Torah friend, share Torah together, a Yid in Ohio, that he's always sending me these amazing Divrei Torah. So he asked me the other day, he said, why is Purim Gematria Aaron HaKohen? It's true. Purim is Gematria Aaron HaKohen, 336. Right? What does Purim have to do with Aaron HaKohen? So there's what to talk about in terms of the Big Day Kahuna. Right? And Achashverosh wore the Big Day Kahuna at his party, and he told Vashti to wear the crown. There's a lot of different things you could say there. But I'll just answer very simply. If Moshe Rabbeinu is Torah Shebichsav, the Svarim tell us that Aaron HaKohen is Torah Shebaalpeh. Aaron HaKohen represents Torah Shebaalpeh. There's a lot of proof to that idea. Aaron HaKohen is the menorah. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Luchos. Right? Luchos is Torah Shebichsav. The menorah, which also represents Torah, is Torah Shebaalpeh. So Purim, you could say very simply, Purim is Gematria Aaron HaKohen, because Purim is the day we have to reaccept Torah Shebaalpeh. But that means working hard. That means, you know, that means not only learning the sections of Torah that are easier for you, but to work hard on the sugya, to work hard on the Tosfos, to work hard on a rush, to work hard on a piece of the Rashbam. You know, to work hard in Torah Shebaal Peh is really the opportunity that Hashem kind of offered us at our Sinai and we rejected. So the reacceptance of Torah, right, which takes place on Purim, which is Torah Shebaal Peh, the hard part of Torah, this year we get to do it on a Friday. What could be better than that? Okay. So,